Arraign remembrance of Newsline's Bill Pasternak begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this remembrance of Bill Pasternak. The co-founder of amateur radio Newsline, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, became a silent key on June 11, 2015. Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with four people who knew Bill and shared some of their experiences of how the ham news stories we've heard on Newsline made it to our radios over these past 37 years. We'll begin with Mert Garlick, W6AWE, who first met Bill in 1979.
I think my first association and contact with Bill came in 1979 when he came to the opening ceremonies to the Queen Mary, W6RO. They had quite a party, and he showed up with a portable tape recorder and was going around interviewing everybody. And at the time, I kind of half thought, well, here's a wannabe trying to interview people. And little did I know that in just a couple of years, he'd come to work in the same TV station, KTTV Channel 11 in Hollywood, and we'd be co-workers and associates. And when he found out that I had a ham license and he had a ham license, and I can't remember the man's name that was running the Westlink, and the guy wanted to get out of it and away from it, and Bill took it over and became Newsline. I helped type and script a couple of stories for him, but mostly because I'd had announcing experience, he would catch me on a Wednesday or even sometimes Thursday to put together a Newsline broadcast. And he'd hand me the script and a microphone and say, here, it's rolling, would you read this? He would be real happy with what turned out. I did that for 20 years. I did the 1,000th broadcast of Newsline and was pleased to have that opportunity in history to be able to do that. There were a lot of experiences and things that happened in ham radio and new bands and new equipment and new forms of modulation and all sorts of new things, and he was always up and ready on it, and people would call him and send him emails and all sorts of things on new happenings, and he'd have them ready to be included in Newsline the next weekend. It was an education for me, almost like having QST coming every week, only it was coming from the guy that wrote it. Bill knew everybody in the whole wide world. I'd be out working on one of the trucks or coming back in from a remote somewhere, and Bill would bring somebody over to me and introduce them. Not that I'm bragging about me, but I more than once, somebody that he would bring by would stop in the middle of a conversation and say, welcome to Newsline, will you, or something. And I'd say, this is Newsline. And the guy said, you're the one. I recognize the voice. All of a sudden realized that he was coming from halfway around the world and had heard my voice before. And what an experience. It wasn't something I set out to do. It was just a result of what we were doing.
Next, we'll hear from Vern Jackson, WA0RCR, who shared a booth at Dayton with AR Newsline for years and years.
For quite a few years, Newsline, Rain, and the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter have shared a booth at Hamvention. It was late Sunday morning, and Bill and the Newsline co-anchor sat down in the booth to record a segment on the latest Hamvention happenings and observations. The production flowed smoothly between Bill and the co-anchor as a conversation between two longtime friends. The quality both in script and on-air talent was on a par with what you would expect on a national newscast. I came to appreciate the dedication, work, talent, and tireless effort that has gone into each and every amateur radio Newsline report for so many years. The amateur radio community owes a great deal to the dedication and hard work, all without any monetary compensation, of Bill and all the people involved in making this weekly amateur radio newscast the resource it has been throughout America and around the world. It has been my privilege to carry first the Westlink Radio Network and later the Amateur Radio Newsline on the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter, Amateur Radio Bulletin Service, over WA0RCR on 1860 kHz all these years. It is my hope that this important information service can continue under new leadership in the years to come. From myself, thanks to you, Bill, for all your insight. 73. This is Vern Jackson, WA0RCR.
Imagine waiting by your mailbox for a cassette to arrive with the latest ham radio news. Well, that's exactly what Ken Paletic, W9ZMR, did to bring Newsline to Chicago hams.
This goes all the way back to the old Westlink report a long time ago. So I found out about Westlink shortly after it started. And I thought this would be a nice thing to listen to and play on the local repeater. One day when I was at the Dayton Hamvention, I managed to meet Bill. He always has some kind of a forum or something. So I introduced myself to him, and I told him that I was playing Newsline on the local repeater. It was Westlink at that time. And he says, well, where do you get it? And I told him where I got it. And he says, that's what I thought. He says, you're playing old news. You should play the news right away. Where can I send you the newest news? And he would send me a cassette with Westlink on it, ran about 10 minutes. I asked him if I could make it available to the Chicago people. If they didn't hear it on a repeater, or those people that played it on a repeater, they would have to call California to get the thing. But Bill sent me this cassette every week, and I put it on a telephone answering system made out of this cart machine. Once again, Bill came to the rescue by making for me a little solid-state device with a relay contact on it that when the phone rang, this device would click on and it would push the button for me on the cart machine. So I had a separate phone line. Bill sent me this gadget that I plugged in the phone line. The phone would ring and the cart machine would start. It would play for 10 minutes. Then it would stop. And we did this for a long, long time. He kept sending me these cassettes. I don't know how many of them he sent. And I'd wait until I got a box full and I sent them back to him, and he'd reuse them and send them again. One time at work, we got what is known as a WATS line. It's W-A-T-S. It's a wide area telephone service where we could make telephone calls, and it wasn't charged by the minute. I called Bill on the telephone using the WATS line at work, and I had a little tape recorder set up there. And Bill would feed me the news line over the telephone. And then eventually this was all done electronically. Bill didn't have to answer the phone anymore. It would answer automatically. The thing would feed in, and I would record it. So now Newsline is right up to date. And then eventually we got what is called an incoming watch line. So Bill could call me. I didn't have to call him. He could call me at his convenience, and we would discuss various things on the telephone. Once again, we only saw each other at HamFests, the big ones like Dayton and HamCom and things like that. So we got to know each other by telephone, but not in person. I never talked to him on the air, but talked by telephone. Of late, I've been going to the Dayton Hamvention every year. When I did see him, it was just a real passing hello, goodbye type of thing. He was always busy, always doing something there. He's very, very active and running all these different forums and whatever. I'll miss him.
You're listening to a Rain Report on Remembering Newsline's co-founder and producer, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, who became a silent key on June 11th. This special presentation will continue in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available online at www.therainreport.com, from Twitter at #TheRainReport, and from iTunes by simply searching for The Rain Report.
You are listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Next, here's Robert Sudock, WB6FDF, who got to meet Bill when they both worked together at a Los Angeles television station, and they creatively used their lunch breaks to produce Newsline every week.
When I got my license, Bill was one of the first people to welcome me into the hobby. As it turns out, we had both been born in Brooklyn. Our religious backgrounds were the same. Aviation was a passion for Bill, and it was a strong interest for myself, as well as broadcasting. In 1983, I was fortunate to be hired by a company called Metro Media, which owned television and radio stations across the country. And lo and behold, Bill was also employed there, now as an engineer. Our interests and the ability to be able to dine together several times a week and just share our passions, including ham radio. We became close friends. It's 40 years. Happy to say that it was a wonderful time of learning, able to feed each other our experiences, and I think they made better engineers out of us both.
What were some of the real concerns Bill had in his many years of producing Newsline?
Before 1996, the year we moved the television station to West Los Angeles from Hollywood, his big concern was how to make sure that there was no delay in getting the finished product on the air. He had time to write it at home, and he had a number of hams at the TV station that were willing to do the news anchor portion. He would buttonhole someone at lunchtime, throw a reel of tape up, and record the newscast. He had forged a close enough relationship with the vice president of engineering, who allowed him to have a telephone line installed and allowed him to take one of the audio cart machines connected to the phone line, so that from 1983 until the time we moved, the company supplied the equipment that didn't pay for the phone line, but Bill was able to record on Wednesday, edit on Thursday, put a new cartridge in at the time the newscast was to be posted. Most of what was done at work really didn't impinge on company time. They just allowed us to use the facilities when we were all at lunch. Sometimes lunch was longer than an hour. We never received much grief from management. I don't think Newsline would have grown as it had if Metro Media hadn't been so generous. I don't know that that could have happened today. I think this operates differently, and they would not have permitted that. He had to redouble his efforts when he went on vacation, or when he and Sharon went to Florida to visit her parents. He had to have enough material to record ahead, so there wasn't breaking news sometimes, and to leave the cartridges there and have someone change them on Friday evenings. That was his most pressing thing, was to make sure it published on time. I did a calculation. If we look at the website, 1966 was the last newscast posted. So that was 37.8 years, and it posted every week without fail.
Were there expectations Bill had for Newsline that were not met?
I don't think so. I think it had progressed to the point where he was pretty happy with the advent of Ham Nation on Twit TV and having the opportunity to expose Newsline to so many more people that might not have known its existence. I think it made him quite happy.
And finally, here are some thoughts from Rain's own Hap Holly.
Hello, this is Hap Holly, KC9RP, founder and producer of The Rain Report since its inception back in 1990. The passing of Bill Pasternak, the man behind Newsline, was especially poignant for me, as Bill was one of my two early mentors when I got the bug to produce ham radio programming back in the early 80s. It was because of Newsline, formerly known as Westlink Radio, that I listened to every Monday night on a local repeater here in the Chicago area. I loved hearing the news about ham radio, and I wanted more. I really wasn't quite sure how to go about it. With some input from Bill, I joined a local radio club in 84, the Broadcast Employees Amateur Repeater, the Bear Repeater, began producing local programming, which by 1990 became the Rain Report. And frankly, if it weren't for Bill, the Rain Report never would have evolved, nor would I have been honored with the 2002 Dayton Hamvention Ham of the Year. Bill left an indelible mark in my life because of his stick-to-itiveness, his perseverance. Here was a man who was so dedicated, so committed to what he was doing in producing a weekly ham radio broadcast, that he would spend hours gathering information, leads, storylines, writing the script for those stories, having folks record those scripts for him. Then he would piece it all together into the weekly amateur radio Newsline newscast that came out every Friday. And yet, a week later, all his efforts that he put into the previous Friday newscast were pretty much old news, literally. He then had to put together another newscast, which again a week later would become old news. That was just amazing to me that he would put in so much work tirelessly into a program that would only be heard on repeaters for maybe 1 week. And then it was time for the next newscast. I'll miss you greatly, Bill, for your candor, for your honesty, for your support, and even for some of your opinions, some of which I didn't agree with. But then, that's life. And that was the man behind Newsline. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, for the Rain Report.
Thanks for all these memories of Bill Pasternak, W6ITF, the co-founder and producer of Amateur Radio Newsline for over 37 years. 7-3, Bill. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with these Rain Reports, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, available at www.therainreport.com, from Twitter on hashtag TheRainReport, and on iTunes.